Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
The state Senate passed a bill this week taking money from economic development efforts and directing Governor Perdue to find more savings in the current fiscal year. Perdue has already been trying to find savings of 3% and is now asking state agencies to find 2% more to save up to $500 million to help balance next year's budget. The legislation takes money away from the Golden Leaf Foundation and two of the state's economic development funds. That's a move that Commerce Secretary Keith Crisco says will cause the state's economic development efforts to come to a screeching halt. That seems like an especially odd move for lawmakers who keep saying that jobs are their top priority. The Senate bill now goes to the House, but will ultimately wind up on the desk of Governor Perdue. She needs to listen to the business leaders about the need for public investments and stable revenue sources and reject calls to use Band-Aids and rated economic development funds to address the state's budget problems. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.